Bree Beckman with the ESAC Raiders joining us here today as she is signed to play beach volleyball at Arizona Christian University. Bree, first of all, congratulations on the college signing and appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you.
You bet, Bree. I said beach volleyball, and some of the people listening to the interview that don't know that are probably going to say, what? Take us through how beach volleyball became what you decided to do at the next level.
So originally, I planned to get recruited at the indoor, but their roster had already been full. And so the beach coach contacted me wondering if I'd be interested. She'd seen my film, seen my movement on indoor, and she kind of thought I'd transfer well into beach volleyball. So I went down there and practiced with them, and I just fell in love with it.
Did you know much about beach volleyball before going down and practicing and getting contacted by their coach?
I played one tournament with a friend from Humboldt just for fun. It was last minute. We didn't even practice, so we kind of just threw ourselves out there. So, no, but she said it's pretty easy and they'll teach me their ways.
So, Bree, your recruiting story kind of unique. You were looking to play regular indoor volleyball, end up signing to play beach volleyball. So take us through, like, maybe from middle part of the season or so, and when you started looking at maybe the indoor route and what schools you were looking at, what schools were looking at you, and how Arizona Christian jumped into that, fray and got you looking at them for indoor.
Yeah, so... I had been contacted by some coaches, and I went on some visits. I went to Morningside first, then I went up to Cedar Rapids at Coe College in Kirkwood and talked to their coaches there. All good colleges, loved them all. And then I went to Arizona, and it's a Christian school, so that part of it, too, I also fell in love with it. So I had options, and just trying to sit down with mom and kind of look at each college and what it had to offer before choosing Arizona.
So I've got to ask, the other schools right here in the state of Iowa, how did Arizona Christian get into the mix? How did you hear about them, and what stood out to make you want to go visit them?
Yeah, so I just I wanted to explore, and I knew, like, the options were endless. It was just a matter of getting a hold of people and getting recruited by them. So I kind of just looked around on the NAIA website for different colleges and filled out some recruiting forms, and they happened to contact me, and I got to talk to her on the phone a few times, so that really helped me also.
What were some of those early conversations like with Arizona Christian?
Just what I was looking for in a school, and how I would be able to transfer from small town Iowa and move all the way. I mean, it's like a 23-hour drive, so it's not like I can just come home on the weekends. So that was pretty big, about being comfortable and just making it feel like home.
So I don't know for sure. I haven't taken the time to look. Where is Arizona Christian located in the state?
It's in Glendale, which is like, in the city of, like, Phoenix.
So you mentioned kind of small-town Iowa girl. Have you gotten to know the area fairly well besides the one visit? Have you had a chance to kind of learn much about that area?
I don't know too much. That's my first time in Arizona, but I actually have a cousin. It'd be my second cousin, but my mom's first cousin. They were super close in high school. She actually lives, like, 15 minutes away from the college. And, you know, with the traffic, that makes it even shorter of a distance. But a 15-minute drive to her, it's going to make it feel even more like home.
Absolutely. So tell us about the university and the campus and what stood out for you once you got a chance to go down there and visit.
Well, of course, you know, the weather, that's always nice. warm. But it was just beautiful. And the people were super nice. And the people... I got to meet a few teammates, and they were super nice. So just the atmosphere. I got to attend a football game. So I really got to see a good look into the college when I was there.
Is it a big campus, a small campus? Kind of, how's it sit?
No, it's pretty small. You know, it's like a normal Iowa small town college. You get to know your teachers personally, and the classrooms are pretty small.
So take us through beach volleyball. What do you feel like the transition's going to be like, and when do you get to start working on it? Are you going to go to the beach here in Iowa this summer and start trying to play some volleyball and get some of your friends out there with you?
Yeah. Actually, I am doing a program out of Holstein with Darcy Voss, and so I'm going to get some strength and conditioning along with playing with someone and get some beach experience there. So hopefully that will help out a lot.
What areas do you feel like you need to improve on to be ready for the beach season?
Just like the backing off the net, you know, just kind of that, the transitioning part of beach, because of course, you know, you play with one other person, so it's not going to be like the normal indoor 6v6, it's just 2v2, so learning the transitions of it, and I feel like, you know, the courts are smaller, so it's going to be more accuracy. There's different rules, you know, like setting and tipping, so it's going to be a transfer of skills, but at the same time, there's going to be other things I'm going to have to work on.
Well, and you played all the way around at ESAC County, so that should help a little bit with being able to pass and serve, receive, and all those things?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it'll help out a lot from playing a full rotation in high school.
So take us through the beach season. When does the beach season start? How long of a season is it usually?
I'm not completely sure. You know, it's super hot there in the summer, so of course it's more January to March-ish. I know they finish their season or April, beginning of April, so it's about 3-4 months, I'd say.
Have you looked at their schedule and who they've played in the past? Is there any schools or any areas that you get to travel to that you're pretty excited about, do you think?
Their coach talked a lot about traveling to, like, California. They take trips to California and play some of those schools. And, you know, you have Arizona State there. And she talked about playing kind of like their – it's like their intramural teams or whatnot.
Okay.
So you're kind of getting a look at some better competition with those areas too.
Not just heading down there to play volleyball, also going to get an education while you're going to school. What are you majoring in? What do you want to do in the future?
Yeah, I'm going to major in biology. I'm not 100% sure of what I want to do after, but I'm thinking physical therapy, chiropractic. I'm kind of open to whatever and just seeing what sparks.
So is it that the reason why you went into biology, or did you figure biology was something that would kind of get you in the direction and leave your options open?
Yeah, I just saw that they had that area of the medical field, and I knew I wanted to go into the medical field, but I don't know like exactly what area, so I thought that biology would be a good start and kind of lead me towards hopefully a career.
Any chance, one last volleyball question for you, any chance that the beach could lead to the indoor for you at Arizona Christian?
I mean, it's always a possibility. We did talk about that with Coach, but she said there, it's, you know, you see some D1 athletes who play both beach and indoor, but there she said, you know, usually when you get recruited as a beach player, you're more of a beach player. So for now, I'll just be a beach, but we'll have to see where it takes me.
Well, Bree, congratulations on that decision. It's been fun covering you and got to coach you a little bit as well and some club stuff. So been a lot of fun. I appreciate all your time over the years. Best of luck down there. And if you guys play somebody up this direction sometime during your career, let us know. We'll have to come check that out.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Bree Beckman again, of course, the ESAC County grad, heading down to Arizona Christian University to play beach volleyball.